Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, Dave Dyer plus a friend's divorce, the Marlboro Man dies, and Dick Hitswater. All coming up right after this.
Ha! I'm LeBron James, NBA superstar. And you know, when you flop as much as I do during a game, you need to protect your tailbone. Those wood floors are hard. And you sure don't want to bruise your coccyx. Well, thanks to the fine folks at Bob and Tom Industries, I can go on flopping worry-free. They've invented an airbag for your butt. Just strap it on, and like the airbag in your car, it instantly deploys when it senses an impact.
Ooh.
Man, when I saw that, I was so impressed, I faked falling down in amazement. That's why I'm thrilled they asked me, LeBron James, to put my name on it. It's LeBron James's ass bag. And the ass bag isn't just for the basketball court. It comes in handy whether you're learning to ice skate, working on a ladder, or just getting falling down drunk. Ain't that right, Lindsay Lohan?
That's right, LeBron James. I just fell on my ass at the Viper Room, and poof, like magic, I'm back on my feet, vomiting, and heading to a court date.
You go, girl.
I am going. I'm on my way right now. Hey, librarian, before I go, can I see your coccyx? I've never seen a bruised one before.
Not right now, baby. I'm doing this ass bag commercial.
Oh.
Everyone loves this ass bag. Man, I can't tell you how many times I hear people yelling, "Hey, ass bag," whenever I walk on the court.
The Ass Bag from LeBron James. Get yours today. Grab a credit card and call 1-800-BUTT-CRACK.
To order your ass bag, give me a call and I'll charge your credit card. Don't sweat it, though. The refs never call it a charge when I do it. I'm going to keep charging and ain't a damn thing you can do about it.
LeBron James Ass Bag. And coming soon, it's the mouthwash in a convenient pouch that scrubs racism right out of your mouth. From Donald Sterling, the douchebag. Sorry.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Jess Hooker is right over there, and we have Josh there. That's Pat Godwin.
Hey.
Hear from Pat in a second. This is Tom speaking, and did I get it? Oh, comedian David Dyer, firefighter slash comedian.
Mustache grower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you still married, by the way?
Well, currently going through a divorce.
What?
It's
what?
Not mine. It's one of my best friends, but he talks about it so much, I feel like I'm right in the middle of this.
You got us.
It's getting to the point where I'm thinking of leaving him very soon.
Dave, we've all been there.
Yeah. He always asks me for advice. He always wants advice from me, and I'm not a deep thinker. I'm not. You can tell I don't have a lot of lines on my forehead. I'm shallow. you ever notice that with deep thinkers? They get a lot of lines on their forehead. Yeah. You want a washboard stomach. You don't want washboard foreheads. That's not something you want. But he asks me all the time. He's like, "What do you think I could have done differently?" I'm like, "Well, you know, maybe get a secretary who doesn't work out next time." Could have paid for the hotel rooms with cash.
These are all sound ideas.
Yes.
That is wonderful guy advice.
It is very good.
That's what
advice.
They would say. Yeah.
Maybe that should be your new thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you do have your motorcycle show.
I do. Sidecar Sessions.
On the internet. Am I correct in saying that you indeed have a sidecar?
I do. I have a 2016 Ural CT Russian motorcycle with a sidecar.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's a great bike.
I'm sure it's a nice
slow
bike.
Very nice.
Now, is it true that you had Kostaki Economopoulos in the sidecar?
I've got new episodes that I'm dropping this week. Tomorrow, I'm going to have one. Kostaki Economopoulos was my guest. He was in Grand Rapids, and we rode around Grand Rapids for a while. And we
all right. So you mic each other up on the sidecar?
I mic each other up. We got GoPros on the bike, and we drive around. That's no, it's not bad. The first session.
Oh boy, how did I know you were going to say that?
The first season, forget it. I didn't have the audio figured out. We got the audio figured out, so everything's okay. Good on it.
That's
yeah,
great.
It's fun. We had a great time.
Actually, I had, based on Kostaki's last report, I'd prefer the.
Oh, he's going to hear that.
Totally unfair.
Totally.
It's a joke.
We had so much fun.
That's two people on the list that are never going to call anymore.
No, Kostaki's expert got to be in a great mood. His Atlanta Falcons had a massive victory yesterday.
That was crazy.
So good. No, Kostaki was great last week. That was one of his best ever. Now.
Well, now you're going too far the other way.
It was an okay.
His best was 4 or 5 weeks ago. That was killed.
Oh yeah, that was. That
yeah,
was,
we'll never get back to
still
that.
Still talking. Yeah,
three weeks ago. Whoa.
Yeah, that was stunk. Stunk on ice.
How can you smell a dead fish on the radio? I'm sorry. Now, we have another song coming up from Mr. Godwin, but first let's check in on the status of Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, yeah, Vanna White temporarily taking over the hosting duties of the TV show Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, man, I'm watching.
Me too.
To see her.
Regular host Pat Sajak reportedly on the road to recovery after undergoing a surgery for a blocked intestine. Pat going to be sidelined for at least 2 weeks, during which Vanna will fill his shoes on the hosting front. I believe these episodes start airing on December 6th.
Hmm. Okay. So, all right. Boy, the Vanna probably has to take hours to teach someone to do her gig.
Yeah.
I still say she doesn't do anything.
She doesn't.
She just walks by and touches. She doesn't turn anything. I don't think her touching them has anything. There's a guy backstage synchronizing a button with her touching.
That guy should be making the big money.
Yes.
I hope when she's hosting, though, that they take advantage of this. I'd like to solve the puzzle, Vanna, is the answer. Pat can't drop a deuce.
Sir, it isn't. No, it's not. We wish him well.
Yeah,
that's my coworker who I love dearly.
You know, the second leading cause of death in the United States, sepsis, I think.
Probably. So he's got a
grim reminder.
Yeah, he had a blocked intestine. Pat, your thoughts?
I already said it. I said it. Maybe he'd like to buy a bowel.
Right. Maybe he'd like to buy a bowel. I'll do the joke. Got to hit that B real hard.
Got to hit the B.
That's a good joke.
Is anybody filling in for Vanna, or is she hosting, walking over the board, coming back? And
that'd be the way to do it.
That's a good question.
Let's not act like Pat's job is all that strenuous.
That's true.
He barely does anything.
Yeah, you can tell he's kind of mailing it in now.
He's funny, but I mean,
his current condition is because of lack of movement. He does nothing.
He's a very nice guy. He's been in here twice. He was a DJ in Vietnam. In the Good Morning Vietnam era, he actually did that.
Yeah, he served on Armed Forces Radio.
In Vietnam. So, best of luck to him. He was real funny. But that show obviously has limitations on how much they can...
Of course, yeah.
They kind of get right to it before they even...
Remember back in the day they used to shop? They would win like a puzzle, and then they go, all right, let's go to the showroom.
Yeah.
And they
can,
and they had crazy.
Yeah. I'll take the lamp. Give me the gold dog.
And crazy prices
yes,
for stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That was a
the
weird
porcelain
part.
Dog for $9,000.
What?
Yeah, I think they finally got people calling in. I can get you a better deal. The porcelain dog.
Pat Sajak is going to be fine, but we have another celebrity in the news. Robert Bob Norris, known as the original Marlboro Man, has passed away. According to the statement released by T-Cross Ranches, Norris died last Sunday at the age of 90.
90?
The rancher and philanthropist, who was reportedly never a smoker, appeared in commercials as the Marlboro Man for 14 years.
Wow.
He was rugged. The
statement added that Norris stopped participating in the ad campaign when he, quote, felt he was setting a poor example for his children.
Hmm. Did he have a mustache? Did the first Marlboro Man have a mustache?
I don't know.
Of course, Dave wants somebody to have a mustache.
Somebody, I don't know. Please, somebody
joke,
important
joke.
Have a mustache.
Of course he did.
I can't remember.
You know how they found him?
Just right.
No. Oh, boy.
It's kind of interesting. He was in a photograph with John Wayne, who he'd helped John Wayne in some of these Westerns because he was an expert on horses.
Huh.
And they saw a picture of him with John Wayne, and it took him a while. They tracked the guy down.
Hmm.
But he never was, in fact, a smoker, so he felt he was setting a poor example for his kids. Although I did add 7 zeros to our income.
Yeah.
So,
Marlboro Man did not have a mustache, Dave.
All right.
Sorry.
Teddy Roosevelt did.
sure did. You sure did.
Yes, he did.
You got a hunk of jokes.
Hey, if you're going to hang on the Teddy Roosevelt thing, go right ahead.
Riding that out.
They're going to start dressing like him.
Did you ever see an interview with this guy?
The Marlboro Man? No.
Loose cannon. Had no filter.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's one chick, I don't...
What? Right. What? It's very good. I like that.
Cause
you're
of, getting, cause
you're
of getting
mad
death?
At chick for laughing at
just bad.
Stop me. Chick, no.
Cause
no,
of death?
You should not laugh.
No.
The cause of death? Vaping.
Yeah.
Contemporizing
the joke. But some of the other Marlboro men have actually died of lung cancer. So.
Oh, okay.
Just wait. Listen, just
that is true. Yeah. He's right.
Let's see, so I don't know. But, feel bad. By the way, they're taking his ashes.
Here we go.
This is funny already.
Buckle up,
this better be good.
The Marlboro man's ashes, they're going to walk in front of an office building, scatter them in the sidewalk, and step on them. I got to get back after my break and write some more insurance forms. Okay.
End of an era. Is Joe Campbell still alive?
Joe Camel?
He's doing the eulogy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Joe Camel was a cartoon, wasn't it?
Yes.
What? Yes, Josh.
Although,
come on.
The good news is he left all his Marlboro miles. He left all his Marlboro miles to Joe Camel. And Mr. Chesterfield.
Yeah.
So anyway, Teddy Roosevelt, you got some material?
No,
I just throw that out
big
there.
Big fan.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
This is Dick Itzwater sitting in for Lloyd Almighty. And this is
Wait a minute. What's the guy's name?
Royd?
No, what? Lloyd.
Lloyd Almighty.
Oh, Lloyd.
Lloyd Almighty.
Lloyd Almighty.
Okay.
Now, Lloyd Almighty is something else.
Yeah, thank you, Dick. Sorry.
A school in India said up to 25,000 students participated in an attempt to break the Guinness World Record for most people brushing their teeth simultaneously in a single venue.
Uh-huh.
Oh, just think how many more students could have participated if they had a second toothbrush.
It's India.
They all had their own toothbrush.
Yeah. Yeah. They're filthy.
Dick.
To the Indians. Scientists at the University of Central Florida have advanced a new theory on the Big Bang explosion that they believe explains how it might have taken place. It's a pretty complicated theory, but essentially it involves God dumping gasoline on his charcoal grill.
That's an interesting theory.
Okay.
That's going to be quite a flame.
That's relatively a giant grill, obviously.
Never use gasoline and it explodes.
A brewery in North Dakota is putting the faces of adoptable dogs onto its beer cans.
Aww. Mm-hmm.
I saw this at a Chinese restaurant once. They called it the menu.
The menu.
A self-described swingers club in Western Germany was evacuated after the club's carbon monoxide alarm went off. At my last swingers party, they should have had a funk detector. The odors were profoundly disturbing, and the crotch smells eventually reached dangerous levels.
You were at a swingers club?
It happens to everyone. A familiar song comes on the radio, and suddenly you recall every note and every word. Now, new research has pinpointed exactly how long it takes people to recognize that favorite tune, just 0.1 to 0.3 seconds.
Wow.
Well, that also explains why the once popular game show Name That Tune was only 4 minutes long. A man convicted of murder was rushed from the Iowa State Penitentiary to a hospital in 2015 where his heart was restarted 5 times. He claims his life sentence was fulfilled by his short-lived death, and he has overstayed his prison time by 4 years. Hey, just tell the guy he died and came back in another life also as a prisoner. Buddhists call it reincarceration.
You were so close.
I read the teleprompter 18 times reincarceration.
I'm sure you
I'm
did.
Sure. Yes,
I'd like to buy a bowel.
That's all right, Dick.
Son of a bitch.
That's okay.
Buddhists call it reincarceration.
Yeah.
Onion hardly seems like the best vegetable to base a soft drink on, but Onion Maid is made from the small ball onion known to be sweet and mild.
It's onion. It's Onionade.
What?
Onionade.
It's like lemonade, but it's Onionade.
Exactly. The onion-based soft drink is made with water, smile ball onions, lemons, and honey, and is being marketed in Japan.
Wow.
Also to the unappetizing soft drink market is a drink from Mexico known as Dr. Jalapeno Pepper.
It's very silly.
Re-incarceration.
Yes. Onionade.
And finally, Kanye West says he's considering changing his name to Christian Genius Billionaire Kanye West.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, if that name is not available, he'll opt for crazy-ass narcissist Kanye West.
Dead on.
Well, this has been Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Lloyd Almighty, and this has been Some Other News.
That was entertaining. Yes. Yeah.
Lloyd Almighty.
Yep.
That's a true story about the prisoner. Did you see that?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
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 That's ballsy. Wild.
I think he's got an argument.
The Iowa Appeals Court has ruled against a convicted killer who says he, quote unquote, died during a medical emergency and therefore fulfilled his life sentence.
He's right.
According to Wapello County court records, Benjamin Schreiber has been serving the life term since his 1997 conviction for beating a man to death.
Charming.
Said his heart stopped five times on March 30th, 2015 at a hospital. He filed for release then in April of 2018. A district judge ruled that Schreiber's filing confirmed he was still among the living. The appeals court affirmed that ruling on Wednesday, saying Schreiber is either alive, in which case he must remain in prison, or he is dead, in which case this appeal is moot.
No, he was dead for a little bit, and he lived, and he came back.
No, you have to stay dead, by definition.
Stay dead.
You have to stay dead.
Well, they didn't say that in court. Now they have to make it more clear, don't they?
Your Honor?
If I were the judge here, his lawyer would be in prison.
Yeah.
I think it's worth it. I think it's worth the fight.
Do you?
Yeah.
What a whirl.
Really? You gonna try that? Are you going to try that with your student loans?
This is the most blatant case of false advertising since the never-ending story.
The guy that he killed, he got a life sentence. Oh, wait a minute. A death sentence. No.
We don't know what that guy did.
He beat a guy to death.
No, we don't know what the guy who he beat to death did.
Oh, my gosh, Josh. You're on the wrong side of this.
Christy, you've never wanted to beat somebody to death?
No, never.
Wait a second. Now, ask me that.
Tom, have you ever wanted to beat somebody to death?
Just more than somebody.
Oh, boy. In this room?
List.
Yeah.
And anybody in the
Tom has a list.
Anybody in the room?
Right now. Gotta stay dead.
Oh. Can you imagine Tom in a fight? In a fist fight?
Oh boy. If I have my people.
So you have your own. Wait a minute. Time out. So you have a guy who would fight for you?
You have a. Why don't you have a bodyguard or something? That's interesting.
He has a guy he could call.
A bodyguard?
You have
driver,
a guy that would get in a fight for you.
I know a guy.
If you have got, you need to start using him more. Because there's people that you put up with that I don't have to put up with, but I can't stand that you put up with them.
Right. If I was out with you, I would defend you, but I'm not going to be on call for you.
I got you back, Tom.
If you were out with me, people would think I'd gone gay.
You guys would make a cute couple.
You would make a great couple.
Yeah. No, seriously, Jess, when you see that mustache, don't you think...
gay?
I don't. I'm totally into it.
You don't think Ramrod Lounge?
No, I'm into it. I think it's a very hipster type thing. Ugh. So, and I'm into the look. Yeah.
Looks terrible.
I'd say not.
No, it doesn't. Look terrible.
You know he's bald. You know he shaves his head.
Shave that off. He looks like
fine. He has beautiful skin. He's in shape.
God,
I think he's handsome.
Jess, when you
maybe I am going through a divorce. What's going on here?
When you kiss somebody with a mustache, do you like the feel of it on your mouth?
I don't really pay much attention to that. I'm more the lips and the tongue.
Well, let's test it out.
You say hipster, I say fister.
Fister hipster.
End of argument.
Oh, I love their song, Broken Wings.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut. Sehr gut.
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.